This is the last Sunday of Sunday School and Faith Forum here at Parkdale this year. And as a teaching and learning congregation, we are very grateful for those who made this journey of Christian education and faith formation possible. This journey brings us ever deeper into the gospel of Christ that promotes discipleship and community building. And so today, we meet Jesus, the teacher, by the lakeside telling a story, a parable to the crowds, mostly peasants and farmers. And in this parable, Jesus is trying to convey through the ordinary images that the reign of God is like a sower who sows seeds by simply scattering them in the fields and yet brings the most amazing results. The most compelling thing about this parable, I think, is not so much what happens to the seeds, but the generosity of the sower, the sheer and disciplined abundance with which the sower sows the seeds. The people who listened to Jesus were mostly farmers. They were poor, but they were not silly. They knew that they had only small arable lands, that rainfall was scarce. Therefore, they had to be very careful with their seeds. Those farmers who sat there listening to Jesus on that day would never think of doing what the sower did, because for them, that was totally unreasonable. And we sometimes think like those farmers. We should not be too wasteful. We should be disciplined. We should be careful. We should plan ahead. And so those farmers were really puzzled as they listened to the story of Jesus. Why is this sower so undisciplined, so generous, so uncautious? Why is the sower so silly to go out there and sow the seeds in all those places where it's guaranteed that nothing will grow? Who is this sower? For me, Jesus here discloses the nature of the sower as inclusive, one that does not discriminate the possible potentials of the different soil to nurture and nourish the seeds. The sower is also a risk taker. The sower knew beforehand that seeds may fall on paths or rocky soil or among the thorns, but also very hopeful that seeds may land on good soil that would eventually yield a good harvest. My personal sense is that this sower is a strong advocate of universalism, giving every kind of soil the privilege of becoming fields of growth, learning, and creativity, despite the fact that only those planted in good soil will prosper. I truly concur with traditional interpretations that the sower is first and foremost God. For who could possibly grace us with abundant goodness and love than God? But I do not stop there. I also imagine that the sower could be you and me, someone who is generous and extravagant in sharing love and blessings to others. Now let us think of a seed for a moment. Despite its insignificant dead appearance, a seed has so much potential. From it can come forth life in the forms of plants and trees that feed the world. It shoots out blooms and flowers that attract insects, bees, and butterflies, vegetation that combats pollution, offering living things a fresher and cleaner environment to live in. One of my favorite writers, Joyce Rope, in her book Fresh Bread, wrote a similar reflection on this parable. A seed, she said, is a miracle in itself. Deep within this dead-looking thing can be a beautiful rose, an ear of corn, or a maple tree. But this seed needs a lot of nurturing, watering, and caring in order to grow and survive. And most importantly, The seed has its own way of coping with struggles. It is only when the seed's husk is broken that wonderful new shoots of life will begin to burst out. Similarly, life is like that. We encounter opposing poles from time to time. We have faced frustrations and obstacles. Yet we also have good times, joyful moments and celebrations, the baptism of a child or new relationships that we cherish. Like a seed that stood many storms, refreshing rain or the scorching heat of the sun, we will face times of uncertainties and jubilations. And the seed is a symbol of resurrection. This dead-looking thing offers new life, growth, new beginnings, and creation. Now, it is noteworthy to realize that the growth of a seed is connected somehow with its rootedness or being anchored in the soil. The soil is the seed's home and the place of its struggle. It is where new life is experienced and where plants are formed, sustained, and nurtured to growth. We have been bombarded by traditional interpretations that the four types of soil are no other than the four kinds of human hearts, and how each one receives God's message, which was traditionally interpreted as the seed. I see the soil as conditions in which the seed would grow and flourish. It is the field where the seed must take its course to grow and bring forth new life. If we interpret the soil to human experiences, these are the very conditions where God's creative power is challenged or enhanced. Jesus is clear in this parable. He wants us to aim to be good soil, where the seeds of godly qualities, such as love, compassion, justice, you name it, will take its roots and spread like a wildfire. For a seed rooted in the abundance of good soil yields not just 20 or 30 or 60 times, but 100-fold or more. We are so much like that. Despite the many ups and downs in life, when we are rooted in good soil, we experience the abundance of God. What does it mean for us to be rooted in God's abundance? For me, it is radical. Recently, I read a book entitled Saving Christianity from Empire, whose author, Jack Nelson Pallmayer, indulges his readers to look at Jesus' parable in a different way. And one of the observations he offers is the fact that Jesus looks at the unjust world of the first century Palestine and sees abundance rather than scarcity. And the abundance he sees is rooted in our faith in the abundance of God. God's abundance is at the heart of our invitation to love enemies, to share goods, and to engage in creative, active nonviolence to counter that which are not life-giving. When we are rooted in God's abundance, we become sowers of living hearts, sowers of prayer, of life, of light. And our text this morning enriches us as a community of faith. The parable reminds us that our lives are like seeds rooted in good soil. The earth is the place of community. We grow and bloom in the soil in which we have been planted and rooted in. And the hope of the gospel is that nourishment is available to us and to the world through us if we are truly rooted in God's abundance. Even in the winter of our lives, spring is waiting. New life will spring up in surprising, miraculous ways. Living in community means being enriched or impoverished by the life around us and the soil beneath us. Stories of war, violence, poverty, or hatred poison the spirit of local and global community and can create a hopeless future a soil in which nothing graceful can grow. But we are also enriched immeasurably by the seeds of the human spirit rooted in love and justice throughout history. Our lives encounter what it means to be human by the beauty and struggle of what it means to be alive in the world. As people of faith, I truly believe that we could all be the sower, the seed, and the soil, because this is the community where we get to be with each other in such remarkable and intimate ways. We are called to worship and pray together, to laugh and sing together. We baptize our children and help them grow spiritually with values to make them strong, loving, and faithful. We plant vegetables together in our community garden that would support our mission program and serve suppers to those who are poor and homeless. We visit the sick and offer prayers to those who can no longer walk or talk or remember. And we celebrate new hope and life at weddings and grieve with those who lost a loved one. At the heart of this great parable is God's abundant, extravagant love, which sets a welcoming table to everyone. We are called to be the sower, the seed, and the soil of radical possibilities and hope. Rooted in God's abundance, we need to continue to find ways to be extravagant with our love and generosity. Let us remember that we who receive God's gifts and graces must always be mindful in tilling the receptive soil of our conscience and our consciousness. Together as the people of God, let us do God's work in our own backyard and in the community garden. The soil awaits us, and the garden tools are in our hands. Let us use them well. Together with the roots sown deep in God's abundance, we can change the world. Amen.